The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
Well, hello, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II out of Alaska, sitting in for John Stuttmuller today. He's off, and we're having a nice, beautiful day today, 54 degrees in Alaska, and I don't know the exact amount of time, but we're up about 18 and a half hours, which is really a good thing, 18 and a half hours of sun being up. And for people that haven't experienced that, it's pretty amazing up here in the summer. Or it'd be at Prudhoe Bay and be north of the Arctic Circle, and of course there's quite a few hours of having worked up there at Prudhoe Bay, all the way from Valdez on the Alaska Pipeline all the way to Prudhoe Bay. And it's amazing the energy that you get when the sun's up all the time. It's amazing the energy you get when we're into these real long days that we're getting here in Anchorage. And I'm quite a ways down from the Arctic Circle. But anyway, we're up around 18 and a half hours, so you can walk around out there at night without a flashlight, basically. Which, like I say, I don't know if people in lower 48 have ever experienced that or not. One of the things, too, I have been at Prudhoe Bay in the middle of, especially December 21st, the shortest day. And they're always talking about the 6 months of night, which is smoke and mirrors. Yes, the sun north of the Arctic Circle, unlike at Prudhoe Bay, does not rise above the horizon. But it's like a super bright dawn. I mean, everything is white. And I tell you that anybody that gets a chance, I can't explain it. When I went over the Brooks Range and went into Happy Valley, I saw the sun rays shining through a cloud, and there's something unique about the North Slope. It's a lot of barren land up there, a lot of wind, a lot of caribou, lots of mosquitoes in the summer, but it's an experience. I don't know, and it's hard to explain it. It's something you feel, though. And I work 12-hour days, of course, that's what most people do up there. When you're working 7-12s, you can work 3 on, 3 off, 4 on, 2 off. But anyway, if you ever get a chance to get to Alaska, see your beautiful state, it's worth the drive up there. I think they allow people to drive the all road now. It's gravel, but all the way from Fairbanks to Prudhoe Bay, and it's quite an experience, especially going over the Brooks Range. The trees aren't like what people in lower 48 are used to seeing, but it's the last frontier. That's Alaska. Beautiful state. Full of criminals, like everybody else, every place else, because we got all the oil, we got the gold, we got the fish, all kinds of resources and silver, so... Anyway, we'll be back here in a minute and see if we can find some interesting things to talk about.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad. I'm out of Alaska. And for those that have never heard me before, I have a show every Sunday on Republic Broadcasting. That is 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm into evidence. I'm into taking the fight to these suckers, these criminals, these despots. One of the subjects I'm going to cover this Sunday is executive orders. They have no application to you or me. And it's just amazing. I see all this stuff. Whoa, Obama's done this. Obama's done this by executive order. We don't understand. We don't have it. The people are clueless in America. And I've been, and I'm learning. I'm digging my hole out of that because I've been doing this for 20 years. And for the first quite a few years, I chased a lot of rabbit holes, and all I found was snakes or nothing. Finally got onto the right track of things that we can prove, and we can make a difference. The first case has just been filed. IRS is one of my specialties, and the first case has been filed against Mellon, M-E-L-L-O-N, a New York bank, for taking money. And we got them cornered. There's no doubt. Now, I don't know how it's going to turn out, but it's black and white. And I have learned in all of my travels here, and, I go ahead and get my nose buttoned, get knocked down, and I get up, and I have another go at it. I learn. And one of the things that we've found is that these courts cannot handle judicial notice. tax court is a great example. I used to, a year and a half or so, never say, never go to tax court. I have totally changed because this is where they go in the legislative administrative side to attempt to get what we think on the law side is a judgment in their world, the administrative world. It's called an assessment. And once they get that, then all hell breaks loose. Then the next thing you know, here comes the supposedly the notice and demand, which they do not do properly. That's one of the things that they will do against us. And they file notices of federal tax lien, and then they garnish your money, and then they sneak in there, and they will send a letter to the bank, and the next thing you know, there's $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, or whatever, all your bank account or your IRAs or savings is gone. And you were sitting there like, okay, now what do we do? I tell you what we do. You don't go after the IRS. That's a very uphill battle because they do the anti-injunction 7421. You have to prove you absolutely can conclusively beat these guys before you ever get there. Well, what are we going to court for? They're all in on it. You go after the lackeys, the banks, and I got a gentleman that's been waiting to go after his employer, a very big employer. And hopefully this next week I'm going to finally get to it. I keep saying that, but I'm redoing the bank, and I will be publishing. I have two lists. I have a special list for 120 a year. I have a IRS package for 250 and all kinds of information. And I will be posting the on the IRS list the lawsuit. You know, it'll be sanitized because some people don't want their names out there. This is what's going on. And tell me it's not so. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is to file in with your complaint attachments and take the court judicial notice, because when the attachment or the evidence goes in or the exhibit goes in, it's taken also as true, like the complaint. It makes a much higher hill for those criminals to try to get out from under. Got one bank, got a books and records, stopped cold. Had another one stopped cold, and unfortunately we miscounted the days. I thought it was 20, and it turned out to be 22, but they still can't go anywhere because that was adjudicated and brought out. It was before that, but Schultz of We the People, which is one of the few things that I think he's done maybe in the positive side of life, brought out is they cannot enforce these administrative summonses unless they go to court and you have a shot at them. And they can be stopped. They can be stopped. Haven't had a chance to do it yet on that one. But the thing is, I have all the evidence now. And the thing that I back up on is you must establish a foundation for everything you do. A legal foundation. What is the strongest legal foundation? Congress. Statutes. That's the strongest foundation. They can't go around it. You give them judicial notice, it sits above evidence, and there, and you tie their hands. And they do not. You do that judicial notice in a tax court, and it's been done a couple times in the cases I provide research, and they automatically kick it back because they say, well, we can't take judicial notice because they would lose. Isn't it amazing what you can do with these courts once you finally start to understand they're non-constitutional courts? What can I tell you? You know, it takes a lot of experience in getting past some of the patriot rhetoric. And I'm not going against the people that are patriots fighting because I did a lot of this stuff. I had no idea. How do you know that? It's not found anywhere. It's by trial and error. And boy, I've been trying it. And the people that know, I've lost a business, wife. Okay, well, that's fine. I live on basically a few donations and social slavery, which I did at arm's length. But I'm back. And I'm hell on wheels right now. I'm telling you. All I got to do is stay out of jail and upright, and we're going to have some fun. I think one of the things that it affects everybody listening. And I'll bet you that there's nobody listening that understands how the administrative state works. They don't even know it's here. We talk every day. In the news, you will find agencies. EPA did this. Agencies. What does that mean? What is an agency? What is it? Nobody seems to know. How do they work? Are they part of the Constitution? No. So what is, in reality, and this is a book, by the way, again, anybody that's listening, I've offered it before on my show or John's show, anybody that's listening, FDR, the agencies, which started with the Interstate Commerce Commission back in the 1880s, was the first one. And during World War One, they gained a lot of strength. And by the time we got up by FDR in his New Deal, agencies were taking total control of the government. FDR had the government research it out. What do we do? And in 1937, a close to 400-page book, we call it a book, a research document, came out from the government, of which FDR endorsed as a great resource document, talking about the headless fourth branch of government, what we know today as bureaucrats, bureaucracy. That's why it's so frustrating when you take on these code enforcement people, you take on the IRS. What do you grab a hold of? We go in and get shellacked, and we say, wait a minute, what do I do here? There's no due process of law. There's no, what do I do? I'm stuck. I want to fight, but I don't know what to fight. I don't even know how to fight. How would we know? I got a clue from a gentleman that, John Harpo, used to work at Prudhoe Bay at BP, and he got arrested on IRS issues. And he found something called substantive regulations, or substantive, but it's substantive, S-U-B-S-T-A-N-T-I-V-E, substantive regs. They have the force and effect of law. And I bought a very expensive book, and they had a couple pages. But they cited Chrysler v. Brown. It's a 1979 case, 441 U.S. 281. 441 U.S. 281. It's the key that unlocks on how to fight this scourge of things called agencies. People don't know. I went into a case here recently where in, because I monitor cases by PACER, where in Nebraska, the state of Nebraska and the Catholic Church, a branch of them, we were going after these, subsidizing these, contraceptive stuff. They wrote a basic complaint challenging the constitutionality of one regulation within the Federal Register. They didn't even know how to properly cite a quote of the Federal Register in their complaint. They're right on. I sent them information to all of the parties that I could get a hold of, how to conclusively defeat it. There's no wiggle room. It's done. Didn't hear a peep from them. I talked to one of the attorneys, and of course they got a junk mail thing on there. So he said I probably never saw it. And then probably the rest of them too. I don't know. I sent stuff to the state of Nebraska. I still got to call them, and I want to talk to those people. But I looked at the motion to dismiss put in by the government, and they're on a merry-go-round. Just around and around with a bunch of nonsense. And the people from Nebraska, those people, filed in a brief, and they're clueless. And you say, how can these attorneys be so stupid? How can they not get to the point? Back in a minute.
We must take America back.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Yep. Well, this is Rob Kermit Winterwood II sitting in for John here. And I'm going to go into something that is so basic. And like I say, when you, and I'm not trying to be arrogant or narcissistic or anything like that at all. I am trying to wake people up and give people something that has taken me years and years to arrive at, something that I could prove. What's the concept? You and I make decisions every day. You say you're a Christian, maybe. Okay, what is the most powerful thing in the Bible? Ten Commandments. That's your foundation. If you don't believe in the Ten Commandments, if the Ten Commandments don't exist, that's a non-negotiable issue. That's a foundation with which to test things. We all test, make judgment calls based on what? We have to have some foundation. It's called a legal foundation. Rock in the Bible, not on sand. You have to have something to test. You can take the simplest thing. Redistribution of wealth by Obama. Tested against the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet. I want what my neighbor's got. Thou shalt not steal. I want the government to take what my neighbor's got and hand it to me. You see how simple it can be? That is a foundation based on the Ten Commandments. The foundation that we have in our constitutional republic is our inalienable rights, from the Declaration of Independence, from the Creator. And we have done a limited delegation of power by and through an organic constitution, setting up three separate branches. Independent branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. And we have our Bill of Rights, which is the commandments, the same level. Thou shalt not mess with the things in our Bill of Rights. The contractual arrangement is in the Constitution to setting up these three. And the concept, and God, it took me years to find this. The office, you always hear about the oath of office. Well, what the heck does that mean? And anybody? Well, I didn't used to know. I knew I wanted to get one and see what it said. I didn't know what the meaning was. With we being, having inalienable rights, being the sovereigns at that point, when we do a limited delegation of power, this organic constitution, we have access to it by and through being a citizen. Like if we had in Texas, you would be a citizen of Texas, and it would be the Constitution of Texas, the Constitution of the land, the law of the land, not the Constitution of the state of Texas. Big, big difference. And you want to be a citizen of Texas. A citizen is how you get access to the law of the land of Texas. Just that simple. I have all of the constitutions up through 1878 in two volumes. It was given to me by Maxine. They hadn't changed it all then. The Constitution of Connecticut, the Constitution of Massachusetts, the Constitution of New York. Today, like Alaska, we have the Constitution of the state of Alaska. It's a corporate nonsense. We're not one of the several states. But what's so important about office and the oath of office? If we are the sovereigns and then we do a limited delegation of power by and through an organic constitution, we inherit that by being born on the land in that sovereign country called one of the several states. There is something called an office. An office is the powers from the people delegated to do some limited sovereignty of the people, of which we then have no say-so. We have agreed to abide by it. The office is created by either the Constitution or the legislature or by Congress. And in a very few rare cases, the legislature can delegate it to a municipal corporation, a real one. That's the office. That's the powers. That's like building a house. And you say, okay, the office of the plumber is to do the plumbing, and this is what he can do. The office of the carpenter is to do this. This is what he does. There must be an office created with powers and duties. The oath of office is, by itself stating that, is not sufficient. It's an oath of office as a public officer. When you are a public officer, then you are delegated some limited sovereignty of the one of the several states to act. And if you're on the federal side, it's oath of office as a what? Officer of the United States. Or inferior officer of the United States. That's how the power is delegated. That's how that works. We don't have a clue. Guess how many public officers we have in Alaska? None. We have absolutely zero. Zip. Nada. We have a constitution of the state of Alaska in Article 12, Section 5. We have 41 little words. Nobody in Alaska can do 41 little words, from the governor, the legislature, the municipal corporations, which are not really municipal corporations, the judges, justices. We have two versions of those, the lower level and the upper level of our court system. And nobody can get it right. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit, Winter Road II, and I'm sitting in for John today, and I'm subbing for John. He usually has a lot of the current stuff. I just came on here to board here a little while ago, and I'm getting to the part of why does all this happen? And there's hope. We can win if people would just take the time to learn. Everything I'm talking about today, I do not believe a word of it. Check it out. That's why I've created my special list, which I get all sorts of documentation, and the IRS list, the IRS package. I give documents out of the Federal Register. I have access to all these things, all the statutes at large, cases, and tell me it's not so. It's frustrating. It's difficult to even listen to talk shows, especially the main ones. There is 98% smoke and mirrors. Very little real subsidy truth. What do we do? The criers of doom. Oh, golly, everybody likes to listen to a good doom story, the crime, but what are we going to do to do something factual to go in here and take some prisoners in there, if you will, kick some tush in these courts and get our republic back? It can be done. But it's sure not going to get accomplished by listening to some of this stuff that's absolute nonsense. Can't prove it. I hear all these, oh, I've done this. Okay, where's your evidence? Where have you done it? I've got some cases on the special list that are available for ongoing right now. David Gladden in Dillingham. He's got a quiet title action sitting in the Superior Court with all kinds of information in it about ownership, lands, land patents. Filed in November, or in September, middle of September. And trying to get it moving again now because nobody wants to touch it. It's too hot to handle. If they think they own all of our land, come on down. Gladden's got another case going in Dillingham that I provided the research on. And tell me it's not so. They own our automobiles. We know how they steal them with the MSOs. It's conclusive. It'll stop every traffic citation if you understand what's going on. You have the right to travel if you understand what property, what's going on. If you do not, you go round and around with these guys. We know it's a manufacturer statement of origin. We found out working in Gladden's case how they get airplanes away. It's done through the bill of sale, which the FAA maintains. They take the original and hold it, and then you get to play their little regulation game. MSOs are taken from the dealer directly to DMV, and they hold it. So then you get to say, oh, I'd love to give my property away, and I'd love to pay taxes and do whatever your bidding is. A totalitarian dictatorship. Why would anybody give their property away knowingly? We know how they get our land away. That's in the quiet title action. State of Alaska thinks they own it, okay? If you think you own the land and you have possession, right of property, there are three parts to property to get a perfect legal title. Nothing's changed since Blackstone's Commentaries, Volume 2, page 199. Come on down. They don't want to come down. They've been exposed. Gladden's case in Dillingham, suing the mayor, the councilman, Dillingham cops, Alaska state trooper, Judge Teresi, that's not a judge, the law firm of Boyd, Chandler, and Faulkner, that if they're committing extortion. Extortion. Signed up to try to get Gladden. They've done everything they can do to Gladden. He's a pilot, commercial pilot. They pulled his ticket. They took his driver's license. They filed felony charges, dismissed. 33 misdemeanors sitting in the Court of Appeals. All that stuff is available for anybody who wants to read it. See what I'm doing. I'm out there helping people, giving them research. We're walking the walk. And we're making these guys back down. But it takes knowledge, not smoke and mirrors. This case that's filed, there's an amended complaint filed in, 148 pages, 35,590 words. Taking on federal notices of federal tax lien, child custody, owning cars when you don't, airplanes, the land, all in Gladden's case. That's all available on the special list and the IRS list because there's IRS issues in it too. Like I say, I'm going to be putting out the one on the IRS package. Tell me it's not damn so. Let's go after the bankers. The heck with the IRS. When these bankers take our property and give it away without a warrant of restraint, they're stuck. And it's black and white. It's written. It's not something I made up. It's the 1939 code. I found it in the House and Senate reports. That, by the way, is not in Westlaw, which is an online for lawyers. It's not in Lexis. It's not in Hein online, H-E-I-N online. You have to go to the law library and know it's there. And this was part of the 1954 IRS tax code. There's our conclusive evidence. Tell me it's not so. Congress wrote it. The judges, you don't have any authority to go. When I give you judicial notice, and here's the document. You're stuck, Bubba. I just tied your hands. And if you understand, which is a lot of this both packages, is the 1946 Legislative History of the Administrative Procedures Act. They were, how do we control these agencies? And it's under 5 U.S.C. 706. Arbitrary, capricious, abuse of discretion. Abuse of discretion, if you do not take judicial notice of the statutes, is abuse of discretion and not according to law. Two people just won at the Supreme Court. They didn't understand subsidy regs, but they at least got the arbitrary and capricious in Idaho. That was, EPA was going after them. So they're going to get a chance to sue them. But it's frustrating that we don't have the evidence, we don't understand. It's not taught. It's not even taught to the attorneys. It's amazing how many attorneys are dumber than a rock on the law. They do boilerplate nonsense, and I tangle with a lot of them out of D.C., some of the top dogs up there, and they make some of the most craziest statements. The regulations are irrelevant. The tax code is irrelevant. I kid you not. Well, if the tax code is irrelevant, what the heck are you relying on? It's just, anyway, getting back to explaining this to get something, in the law side, when we have created our three separate branches, that is our Republican form of government. A limited delegation of power through, by and through an organic constitution. The Bill of Rights, which is our Ten Commandments or whatever the commandments are in the Bill of Rights, thou shalt not touch these, you suckers. We have to understand that. And then we have to go after the oath of office as either a public officer in one of the several states, of which Alaska has zero zip, none. I got it from the state. I got all the list of every judge, every justice, every magistrate. Took them 2 months. Nothing. None of the oaths had to get 41 words right. And if an office is created by the Constitution or by the legislature or by Congress to enter that office, requires one of two things. You must, from the electors, have a certificate of election to enter the office. Okay, people voted on you. Supposed to be electors, not registered voters. The other one is called a civil commission. I have one in Alaska that they forgot to purge when they first did the swap over. I've got him all the way clear back to Andrew Jackson, 1836, for the courts, so I could see how they changed them. Evidence. They can change just a couple of words, and the thing has a whole different meaning. So if they don't have a civil commission, Alaska is supposed to be appointed by the governor. His appointment, this is Marbury versus Madison, his signature is the evidence of his signature is the appointment. The civil commission is the document. There are no civil commissions for anybody in Alaska today. They get a letter supposedly from the governor. Most of them have no signature, no letterhead, and says, hey, thanks for showing up. Enjoy the black robe. I kid you not. I call appointment letters. They don't appoint anybody to anything. They don't even have signatures. Most of them have a stamp signature and no letterhead. I can make one of these things up myself. A real civil commission by the governor has to have the seal and signature of the secretary. That completes the loop, validating the signature of the governor. A real civil commission. You've never seen one from the state? Send an email to Ralph at JustBelly, JusBelli.com. J is in Jasper, JUS, B is in Bravo, ELLI.com. I'll send you one. I'll even send you one from Andrew Johnson. Andrew Jackson, I mean, not Johnson, Andrew Jackson. I'll send you a real old one. That's Fred got for me out of the archives in D.C. They appointed a judge of the United States. Now they have United States district judges, which is totally a different thing. Just a few words changed. We are not taught proper English. I know I wasn't. I went to the propaganda school, and I did well. I swallowed their propaganda. I did. Till I got my Oxford. on a bidding situation in 1990. And I went to the Supreme Court on a closed bid. And the company added $7 million to a sealed bid. And the Supreme Court couldn't figure that out. And I said, I don't know what is going on. I thought, well, he just had a few minor bumps. No, the whole thing we know as a government is an illusion. All the documents are there. It's all there. We just don't understand how to use it, and we don't understand how to fight, because we are watching an illusion, no different than in the Matrix. It's just absolutely astounding. Chris in California, you got a question or comment? I think we've talked before.
I talked to you a long time ago. I don't know if it's the same one. But how you doing, Ralph? I listen to your show a lot, and I'm younger than you are. I'm in my I'm 40 right now.
Younger? But... You're a youngster. I'm 70, man, I tell you, and I don't know how I got here, because I blinked my eyes and I said, what happened?
Yeah, but you sound like a spring chicken, which is one of the reasons why I listen to you, because it's kind of like energizing, because you're just, I'm just listening, I feel like I'm just listening to a guy fight, you know, and that's kind of...
You know, what's amazing is when, after all of these struggles, they have beat on me and jailed me and every damn thing in the world, but you know what, when you finally see the truth and you can go after these guys, I'm telling you, that enthuses me, because this is going to be a good year. I have been waiting for 2012 for 20 darn years.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I listen to you. I just feel like I'm listening to you battle, and I want you to win whatever it is. Because half of the stuff you talk about, honestly, I do not understand.
Well, most people don't, and it's not put in the book. I need to write a book. I have an IRS brief, and I'm going to go over the regulatory side. But the bottom line is, if it's all brand new, it's like stepping from math into algebra.
Right.
And you say, wait a minute, I can't even follow the logic here.
Yeah.
And you can't. I understand it, and it's difficult on a show.
But one of the reasons why I do keep listening to you, even though I don't understand it, is because I'm just trying to, what I'm trying to do when I listen to you is just trying to let all the language sink in. And then ultimately, I'll get it, I think, some of it.
Well, you know, you get on my list, you can see the briefing, you can see court cases, stuff that I'm doing, just like the Vernons, Lonnie Vernon, which is up right now in trial. One of the Alaska militia guys that supposedly was threatening to kill a judge. I had never met him before. I got to go ride to town the other day, and I saw him in court. Schaefer Cox and Coleman Barney, and I went in there and I listened to this nonsense, and it's just amazing. They may have done something, I don't know, but they had a witness in there that I am telling you, they went through at least 15 or 20 things that he had scammed people on septic systems for, and I mean, we're talking $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on a whack. Have you paid him back? No. He was driving Freddie Myers from the state of Washington to Alaska carrying drugs for the Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club. And do you know what they did? They got around and they were trying to corner the guy that was allowing him into Alaska, the border guy, because they had him paid off. They couldn't get him, so they put him on this militia. They have given him $77,000 so far. They moved his family, and he is expecting at least another $300,000 to be a paid informant.
Wow. Incredible.
And he was making $79,000, they said, doing drugs, coke, and he has the audacity to get up. I mean, he is a con man of the nth degree. Well, what were you carrying? Was it coke or pot? Well, I don't know. You know, and then he claims he had kilograms of, he had about 4 kilograms of coke. God, I don't know what that's worth, but it's in the hundreds of thousands of dollars or maybe a million. I don't know. And then he says, I didn't have a gun. Oh, yeah, so they're doing all of this, and you don't even know what you're doing. He didn't know if it was pot. I don't know what pot, 4 kilograms of marijuana would look like, but it sure as heck got to be bigger than coke. And he, I mean, it's just, I don't know. And now they got a guy in there that's testifying. They give him $39,000 to be a paid informant. They're paying these guys to get in and hook people. And, why don't you think about doing this? Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. And they plant the seed, and then they get you. They're getting people to cross lines.
Yeah, it's a dangerous world out there. But hey, anyways, I had a couple of things I wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
First of all, I wanted to you're talking about one of your friends suing a big bank, and I've been hearing, is that music? Oh no.
Hold on a minute. We gotta go.
Okay. Hold me over.
We'll be back in just a minute.
We must take a miracle back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
In California, and you might want to stay on. I'd like to explain. I think I know where you're headed with this, and see if I can explain to you so that you can understand. But go ahead. You're talking about the suing the banks, right?
Right. What I was just wondering. I've heard about other individuals starting to do this, and I'm just okay. First of all, I'm wondering, is there kind of a bit of a movement going on with people finding out?
I have no idea if there's a movement or not, because what I do is I get out of all the stuff. And I do my own independent research. I look at most stuff that occasionally comes in, but I I was going nowhere. I spent all my time on emails and arguing with people about stuff that and disproving their stuff.
Okay.
And I just don't. And let me. Do you have time to stay on if we go across the hour?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Here is the short story of the thing of what's going on with the banks. They will get a piece of, they'll get some sort of a levy thing from the IRS, right? And they may get around and say, you got 20 days to fight it. Yes or no, it's irrelevant, that part of it. But they get one document about levy that you owe all this money. Okay? You with me?
Yeah.
Now, the bank looks at you, Chris, and they look at the IRS. Now, who do you think they're going to side with?
Probably not me, I'm thinking.
Right, because number one, you don't even have a legal foundation to even tickle the lawyers for the bank.
Right.
You can put in, I'm sovereign, I'm this, I'm a sovereign citizen, which is an oxymoron statement. I'm not subject to the taxation, which you're not, but you can't prove it.
Okay.
You don't know how to go about proving it. You can make that statement, and it's, you know, it's like the people say, don't go to court. Well, what are you going to do when they, like they've done me, they come up and haul you off your property and take you to court? Well, I don't want to be there, but now what do I do? I'm in the den of vipers, so I got to learn to fight.
Right.
So, the bank sends your money off. Maybe it's an IRA. Maybe they go into a checking account, and you got $40,000 laying there, and you're doing good, or some other bank funds, something that you've or you put in into an investment outfit, and all of a sudden they forward that money to the IRS. Now, going after the IRS and the levy and all that that is not proper can be done. But that is almost like going up Mount Everest without oxygen, and it hasn't been accomplished yet much, has it?
Okay,
so usually you use regulations. This happens to be one where it is quite simple, the concept. Because in this, and let me go up the top here and see what it's called. This is what I got out of the law library in Anchorage. It's called the United States Code, Congressional and Administrative News. 83rd Congress, Second Session, 1954. Legislative History, Regulations, Table of Index, and the technical part of the thing. And it says, this report was prepared by the Senate Finance Committee to accompany H.R. 8300, a bill to revise the internal revenue laws of the United States. It is being supplied you herein with the advance of the bill so that the United States Code, Congressional, and Administrative News readers may acquaint themselves with the proposed changes in the revenue laws, yada, yada. And then they go into the ways and means. And if you know how, there's a conference report. So we have the House and the Senate got together, and in a conference report, they get around, and they have a part in here called the detailed discussion of the technical provisions of the bill. Now, that's really helpful because, you see, they don't tell us that in the code.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing lawyer games, you know, with these wordsmithing nonsense.
Okay.
So, here it is on page 5225. Well, we'll be back in a minute, and I'm going to explain to you, and it's really not too complicated. We'll be back in a minute. And this is evidence, folks. Conclusive evidence. It's fine.